This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is an interview that Gary did with Yahoo Finance. He speaks about the future of investing, NFTs, cryptocurrency, and much more. Enjoy.
GameStop Mania has taken a breather for a bit, but remains top of mind among traders and those active on social media. Let's gauge what may happen next with all this with VaynerMedia CEO Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary, always good to speak with you here. You know, I was thinking last night coming into this segment that, you know, a lot of people have been hurt financially, you know, from the sell-offs in a GameStop, off the highs, sell-offs in Bitcoin, you name it. How could they come back financially and even emotionally from suffering those type of losses?
I mean, it all comes down to the individual situation. What you hope, Brian, unfortunately, I've heard many stories of the opposite, is that some people took out loans to buy GameStop because they got excited in the moment. And so, you know, I think the Bitcoin sell-offs are minor. I mean, where Bitcoin is right now in comparison, you're talking about normality. I think the GameStop situation was so unique in so many different ways, and how they come back financially and emotionally is gonna come down to who they are as a human being. I think the same person that is undereducated and just rides a wave on emotion and hype may be in a vulnerable spot to deal with the downside of that. Others took calculated risks. You know, my hope is that they see the big picture and don't value money enough and are able to move on because they're happy as a human, not worried about an extra dollar in their bank account.
Gary, is there a playbook that they can follow, like three steps to help improve this or improve their outcomes?
Step one, know what you're doing with your money. There's a lot of places where I've been offered incredible opportunities that seemed on paper, but I just genuinely didn't fully understand it. You have a ton of people right now putting money into the public market, putting money into cryptos, putting money into startups and really they're chasing the momentum of the conversation that the media outlets are talking about, that social media is talking about, that forums are talking about, communities are talking about. One, two, and three is be educated. Know what you're doing with your money. There's incredible opportunity in front of us. I mean, wait, this program is gonna be talking about NFTs at an insanely high level. The problem is 96% of NFT projects are gonna be financial losers. So get educated and then attack.
Yeah, Gary, I wanna ask you about NFTs, but I'll ask that next. I wanna start though with, you know, so here at Yahoo Finance, we talk about stocks all the time, right? To me, the market seems like the most important thing in the world, but it's not. I'm curious from your vantage point, how you feel like the zeitgeist, it feels to me like everyone now wants to talk stocks. Everyone wants to talk about markets. Does it seem that way to you? And what do you think is behind that energy?
I think entrepreneurship had a 10-year incredible run, and we just saw a ton around entrepreneurship. So then you had the Robin Hood effect, where you just had an enormous amount of very young human beings jumping into the dynamics. You know, you go to high school today and more boys and girls want to be entrepreneurs or influencers that monetize off brand deals or start their own products than anything else in the world. Not rap stars, not athletes. So capitalism in a 3.0 world of this new individuality capability because of devices like this have created a really interesting variable. So you're right, a lot of people have gotten into the market, but that same energy is also in drop shipping, starting a Shopify store, buying crypto, NFT, investing. Entrepreneurship, thus investing, has taken over an entire generation.
Yeah, it feels like business is the new sports or whatever, however you want to frame 100%, that kind of thing.
Because the cost of entry is so low. And the problem is too many people aren't self-aware and don't realize they're not entrepreneurs or investors. And unfortunately, they're going to have to learn that lesson because the market is unemotional and it's going to do what it wants to do, whether you're a billionaire who's upset about Reddit or whether you're a kid that gets caught in an exciting moment but then gets slammed. The market is the market is the market. It has no emotions. It is not picking sides, and people will win and lose on the truth of the end consumer's actions.
All right, so let's, speaking of sports, let's talk about NFTs. Tell me what I need to know about Top Shot and just what is going on there, because I'm only 30, but I feel like a boomer when I look at some of this stuff.
You know what's so funny? A lot of people are trying to connect their Coinbase to their MetaMask right now, and they're like scared, and I keep making fun of them because I'm like, you made fun of your parents for not wanting to put a credit card into a website 9 years ago, and now you're the boomer. There's a lot going on in NFTs. You know, the digitalization of everything in our society, social currency, the reason people care about a blue check on Instagram is the same reason this is gonna be huge. IP is gonna see an incredible amount of dollars. Artists, both digital artists and music artists, are gonna find a platform that is going to allow them to monetize without people sitting in the middle taking a piece of the cut. This is going to be an incredibly big revolution. And you know, NBA Top Shot is an incredibly big platform because NBA IP is so hot. Sports cards have been so hot. NFT is getting hot. So that was a perfect storm. Big shout out to those individuals. You've got So Rare, which I wrote a tiny $25,000 check into, but I've bought more in the actual soccer cards on there. I think you're gonna see a lot about So Rare talk about giving football's, aka soccer's, global footprint. And then you've got the overall NFT market, which is just about to, and I wasn't kidding. This program is gonna spend an enormous amount of time this summer, fall, and winter talking NFT.
Let's talk also a little bit about Clubhouse and what you see happening there, and just maybe where that sits into, I mean, the NFT concept of I can monetize myself more efficiently makes something like Clubhouse, as far as I see it, more attractive for the high school kid who wants to, you know, build a brand, be an entrepreneur easily. How do you kind of see the Clubhouse thing playing out?
Clubhouse is an interesting double-edged sword on what you just said. You can easily build a huge brand on TikTok or YouTube, but that's content that you post-produce. I think you can build an enormous reputation, a huge brand on Clubhouse. Here's the problem. You have to know what you're talking about. I actually see a lot of people that have had decent social media brands getting exposed on Clubhouse for not actually knowing their expertise. And so it may seem like they're doing well because they have a lot of people in the rooms, but meanwhile, behind the scenes, the A players, the real players, are chirping about, wait a minute, they don't really know this subject matter, because you can't hide in a live audio environment. So I think Clubhouse is an incredible place to grow your brand and to have things happen. I also think it's an incredible place to lose brand reality, because there's more truth in it than your post-produced piece of content that maybe somebody else helped you make.
Well said. All right, let's leave it there. VaynerMedia CEO Gary Vaynerchuk, always good to see you. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Today's highlighted review is Thank You by Akujeros. Gary has influenced my life tremendously from ages 18 to 22 and will continue to. After making him my idol, I began listening to his content and have never looked back. If you want the perspective of a winner, look no further. This is the podcast for you. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.